a multitude of federal and state agencies are on site at the Dan River. The EPA, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and the State Environmental Agency are all testing the water's quality. The Army Corps of Engineers has consulted on methods of cleanup. State regulators announced Monday they're testing if fish are safe to eat. But very little ash has been removed from the water, and that's starting to worry residents.
It needs to happen now.
Tiffany Hayworth is executive director of the Dan River Basin Association. She says many of the area's farmers are members of her organization because they rely on the Dan River's water, and they're getting nervous about a lack of action.
Planting season is around the corner, and there's quite a few who are in taking directly from that dam for crop irrigation, cattle, livestock.
Duke Energy's engineers have constructed a vacuum system to suck up deposits of coal ash on riverbanks. Coal ash has been spotted as far as 70 miles downstream. But a spokeswoman says the company only used the vacuum for about an hour and a half. It partially removed one deposit just past the spill site. Then the snow came. The river's level rose. And since then, it's been too high to perform further work. Hayworth says she understands there are engineering challenges, but questions how much planning is in place to clean up the river and the remaining ash in the pond where it came from.
What's the timeline to get that ash out of the river and the ash removed from the primary basin that still remains a threat?
It's not clear that there is one. The EPA hasn't released an update in a week. In press releases, state regulators say all the testing of the river's health will inform an eventual cleanup plan. Duke reiterates that long-term monitoring will determine what's cleaned up from the river. A company spokeswoman says regulators haven't decided how much of the 30,000 tons of spilled coal ash will need to be cleaned up. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.